Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So, in this episode, there is a situation towards the end, or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there is no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault, because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation.
What's going on? It is November 2nd. I am so glad to see you all. Warning, my throat's bothering me a little bit, so if my words don't come out correctly, that's my throat's been bothering me all day. But anyway, I'm here with the artist. He's been in the industry for 4 years. He recently joined Rat Pack, so congratulations. He joined Rat Pack about a week ago, I want to say. Yeah, about a week, 2 weeks ago. So welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you with us.
I am so excited to be here and finally just get like a voice behind my lyrics.
That's amazing. And your talent, like I listened to a few of your stuff and read it, and it's really good considering that you're new to Rap Head and everything. So the first thing that I wanted to ask you was about joining the site, first of all, because you've been in the industry for 4 years and you joined on the 27th. So what got you into going on the site?
So that actually is a story that actually starts me back in actually July of 2020. So about two and a half years ago, if you can believe it. I actually was talking to this dude. He was a friend of a friend. I didn't know him personally. My friend had met online, and this guy, his username on RatPad was JX, like Jay-Z, but JX. And I'd been talking to him, and we had been talking about rap music. And just like how I was in it and how I had started like making full songs and trying to like find good instrumentals. And I was like just expressing how I like had some frustration trying to like figure out what I was writing to or like what rhythm. And he one day was like, "Hey, I found this site. It's called Rat Pad. You can load up instrumentals and it has a syllable counter and it has like a lyrical analysis on it. You should really check it out. It's a great site." And so in about August of 2020, I looked at it, was thinking of getting it, like an account. And I sort of just like, I hadn't quite built the confidence in myself as an artist because it was new. I hadn't really had any positive feedback about my music because I hadn't shown my music to anyone, even though I was 2 years in to making it. I just hadn't shown it. And so I just didn't really want to put myself out there as an artist. And then, but I always knew of this site, and annually I would like check in, and like I kept up to date with like even like the drama that happened with like Skyence and Mommy Milker. And like I kept up with all the drama. I like read the forums. I used friends' account to sort of just see what my lyrics were like, but I just hadn't quite brought myself to make my own account. And then recently, I was talking with one of my greatest friends, and we were just like sharing each other the lyrics because he's a songwriter also. And we were talking, and I showed him some of my lyrics, and he was like, "Oh yeah, this will do awesome. You should post this somewhere." And I was like, "I might as well try." So I made it, and obviously, it's going pretty well. I mean, some of the upper level people like Nathaniel and Goats have followed me, and I've had some good conversation with Goats. He's awesome person. And I met Twisted Things, and I cannot say enough good stuff about how supportive this community has been to me. And it's an amazing site, and I suggest it to every songwriter.
Wow, I'm glad you had a really good experience with it. It's ironic. I interviewed JX. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I'm familiar with him.
Oh, man. JX, I have mad respect for that dude. I wouldn't be here without him.
Wow. I had no idea. I thought he was, like, a lonely person, because when I interviewed him, like, he didn't really talk to a lot of people, so I didn't even know he had friends.
Really? You interviewed him?
Yeah, I did a while ago. Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. I was quickly scanning through the list of people you've interviewed, and I didn't recognize very many of them besides, like, one or two of them, but I didn't see JX on there. That's cool.
Yeah, definitely. And that's probably because his was a lot earlier, so you'll have to look a little bit more just to find his, but you get it.
Yeah. That's cool. I guess it's not the smallest world, but sometimes stuff like that happens where people know people you didn't know knew each other.
Exactly. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. I'm from a small town of a little less than 6,000 people, if you can believe that. So it's a lot more popular in my town to everyone know everyone.
Oh, I see. And that makes a lot of sense considering how small it is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But anyway, ironically, that's what you put on your TikTok, which I started listening to just out of random because I saw a post on your profile. Pretty cool, actually. Nice beanie, by the way. Or is that a hat?
Thanks. I love this. It's to hide that my forehead is actually like a 7 head. Like, I have a big forehead that I'm not the biggest fan of. And, I mean, this beanie's comfortable as hell, so I might as well keep it.
That makes a lot of sense. Usually people with big foreheads either buy giant hats or they do something with their hair. Like, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And it really helped on Halloween when I went as NF. I literally just put on my beanie, a black hoodie, and some black pants, and I was able to go as NF.
That's clever.
Yeah, I was proud of it because, I mean, NF introduced me to rap music, so I was like, why not?
Definitely, definitely. I think that's the first time I've ever heard somebody dress up as him. That's the first time for me.
Well, I try to be unique.
Apparently it's working for you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I also wanted to say congrats, by the way. You put out Rap Headed as an album, but I don't know if for you that means an album or EP, but it's called Here for Something. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
So that is that's sort of just like The title Here for Something is sort of, it is something that does need to be explained. I didn't want the title to be something like blatantly obvious about my music, but I didn't want to have it something without meaning. So the name Here for Something comes with the fact that since I started writing music, it was actually a little bit before I started writing music that I started, but like for the past 4 or 5 years, I have dealt with mental problems, depression, anxiety, self-harm, addiction, and my music became what got me through it and how I processed it, because for most of the time, I didn't really have someone I could turn to talk to them and just like process it. And I mean, when is Spotify going to stop listening to you? Like, when are you going to stop being able to listen to Spotify? Because, like, music was always something that I could turn to. And so when I started to make my own, there was never even the thought that I couldn't process there. And so it's saying, like, I am here because it's, like, what keeps me alive. It's what helps me process. And I'm here for a reason. And it's not even just for me to process my emotions. It's for me to make songs where I process that maybe help you understand your processes and like how you process thoughts and emotion. And that's just like the whole image of it is that like, I am here for a reason. I'm not here just to write songs. I'm not here for the lyrical analyzer or the syllable counter or the integration methods. I'm here because I need to be here. I'm here for a reason and I'm here to help people. And this means something to me. It's not just music that I'm putting out there to put out there. That's like the overall idea behind it.
Oh, wow. That's actually really genius. I love it. And it's perfect as a newcomer. It's a perfect stature for you.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that my brand was obvious without being like a gimmick where it was what I was trying to sell to people. I'm not trying to sell anything. Like, yes, I would like to make a living off of what I'm doing, but as an artist, I am not here for the money. I could care less if I'm living in a single wide trailer in the middle of nowhere, barely affording my food and rent. But like, if I can know that I made music that helps people, I will do whatever I need to do to get that out there. Like, that's my brand. There's nothing else to it. I'm here to try to help people.
That's really good. And props to that. Props for sure. That's really good that you're doing that. And this project that you put out, like, always knew. Did you always knew that you wanted to put this out? Or this just kind of came as a surprise to you putting out Here for Something?
Here for Something was basically, I mean, it was just what I had. And it was sort of just like, I have this. I have enough to make the statement that I want to make. Like, those songs and in my most recent song that I released as a written Psychotic, they're there to say what the album title means. Like, I saw them and I was rereading them one day. I was, because I got in contact with one of my friends I hadn't been able to talk to in a few months due to stuff in their life. And I was contacting them and they were like, what new stuff do you have? And I was like, oh, I have a few songs. So I sent them over to them and it was, I can't forget the exact number of songs I put on there, but I sent them to over and they were like, this is an album. This says what you are as an artist and like what you should say as a fresh artist on this site. You should make that an EP and you should put that out there and just set your footing. And so I gladly listened to her advice and I put it out there and I was like, this is the stuff I have. I'm ready to put it out. Let's put it out.
Thank God you listened to her. You made the best option.
Yeah, I have the greatest friends. I don't feel cocky saying that. It's completely honest. My friends are the greatest.
No, that's not cocky. I mean, they got the project going. Props to them. Oh, they are.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
I'm so glad. So, I know you are an artist. Have you thought about recording? Is any mind, has anything came up about recording possibly in the future? Or is it just the first time talking about it?
So, I have actually been trying to find a time to record stuff. My current goal is I've been writing and sort of just like collecting songs that I've written. And then the school that I'm taking classes at, it's a college, their summer break. Or their winter break, excuse me, is like a full month long. Like it's a long winter break. And so what I'm planning on doing is winter break's gonna go off and basically I'm going to be spending as much of my time in my basement with a studio mic and a mixer and an instrumental and just like plugging away and getting a song just as good as I can get it. Like fix any flaw I can find in it and get my song out, hopefully by New Year's. And I wanna plan on getting two songs released. And the second song I wanna release on January 14th, because January 14th has a special meaning to me as my 1 year sobriety date from alcohol. And so that just has like an important meaning to me as a date. And I plan on releasing a song on that date. So yes, I do have plans. I've just been busy with the school year and stuff's come up with sports and all that I've sort of had to push it aside. But this winter, I'm making that commitment to my fans and the people following me that I'm going to get something recorded.
That's really good. And I love that you planned everything. Like, that's really good that you planned it all out like that.
And it's a good thing about being an overthinker. Nothing goes unplanned.
True. I'm sorry, but y'all, that is 100% very true. I should know, I'm also one.
Yep. Overthinkers Unite. That's going to be a collab album I'm going to make. Just jump on it, dude. Musically and the artist together on a beat will be insane. I mean, I did with Ghost. You can do it again, I promise.
Wouldn't that be something? I'll keep that idea in my back pocket. That'd be something.
Keep it there, and it'll be in mine.
Yeah. The collab thing we should definitely do while you're writing and all, that should be something we should do.
Yeah. I mean, if you ever have something that you sort of want to, that like maybe you need someone to fill in a spot, I mean, hit me up. I'm always open to collabs. It's a good way to get my name out and sort of just like have people know me.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely keep your name in there. I'm not gonna say anything now because it's about you, but we'll.
Oh no, of course I would not force you into a promise on a podcast. No. The ultimate like blackmailing.
Come on.
It's like proposing in front of the audience.
My God. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah. So I noticed that you also only have TikTok as a social. When are you gonna open more social accounts?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know. Probably sometime around the time that I finish my first recording, I'm gonna open up an Instagram and Facebook maybe. Facebook. But I don't really have one for my music.
I see.
And I don't know, maybe a Twitch or something. Once I like have like sort of like the time and schedule to do it, and like I have a recording that I can actually like boost it off. TikTok was more of just like a sort of like, hey, that'd be cool if I had a TikTok rather than like a full commitment. So like it's something that I'm not really committed myself to, but it's something that I definitely do want to make more accounts and just sort of get it across more platforms.
As you should.
Anything to get those view numbers up, I need it.
Yes. Not profitable yet. Definitely. And I wanted to circle back because I know you're a writer and obviously it's hard to kind of pinpoint what your style is. So I want to pinpoint it to your debut recording single. So what kind of style music or what kind of flow are you trying to look for in this recording single that you're gonna make, and what's production gonna look like? Like, what's the overall background plan of when this career starts in the song?
So, I'd say that my genre, sort of, like my genre as an artist, it definitely is influenced by like that indie Midwest vibes and like some East Coast Florida stuff. It really depends. Like, my genre can stretch anywhere from like NF, who's like one of my biggest icons, Dax, Whit Lowry, Sick World, Josh A, Eminem, Ticenet. They're all really big people to me, and it's really hard to say my style. It is very similar to Eminem and NF. Just because that's just sort of like the genre that I like, and they're sort of just like the figureheads of that genre. Like Tech Nina, that's sort of just like when it's slower, it just like brings that emotional portrayal, but when it's faster, it has like that rhythm to it that like it flows in the way that like the voice is like its own percussion instrument. Something that Eminem's just mastered, and it's something that I would love to try to improve on. Definitely Midwest, like Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis area rap is sort of like my main inspiration of rapper groups. For production, right now I'm just going to try to make it sound as, studio as possible. So like as much as it has like that sound of like someone who's recording in their basement, I do want to have that sort of just like vibe of like I'm coming from nothing because I have no historical background with my family being musical at all. I did a few plays and musicals when I was a kid, but like my family doesn't have any music history besides that. And so I definitely want to get that sound of like inventing this myself. And it's sort of just like the genre and the theme are going to be more of like that independent artist coming out of their home, because that's what I'm doing, if that's sort of to answer your question.
Definitely. And the only reason why I ask is because I usually ask for production and just to get a vibe of the type of, since you're a songwriter and you're about to release music, I was just curious just to see what you're going for. But that's really good what you're going for.
Yeah, if you want to know like the instrumental that like the instrumental theme that I'm going for, there's this there are some people on Riddick X does do good stuff. Van VA pretty good. Just a few of those like art like producers that are sort of, like Tommy Profit style and like orchestral piano beats. Like I really love, there's a song by Sick World called Replace that the entire instrumental is just piano, but it somehow captures both the percussion and the actual instrumental.
Oh.
Just like that. Just like that homegrown small time sound.
Okay. That's pretty good. Sorry, your mic just went out completely.
Oh, my mic went out?
Just for like a few seconds, but you're back, so that's good.
Okay. Is it good now?
Yeah, but I did hear a little bit of what you were saying, and you know, that's actually pretty good. Yeah, I'm excited, though. I'm really excited.
Me too.
If it's anything as good as your songwriting, then like that's really exciting.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, it seems that I am probably the worst person to ask for rating my own song lyrics. I guess that's part of just sort of like the emotional state that I'm in. Just don't ask me to rate my own music, bro, because I would have given it like a C+ maybe. I'm not writing as good as I want to be writing, that's for sure. But I guess that's just part of the artistry, is you always want to get better.
True. And hey, that's a good thing, because if you're not good, you can get a C+. That gives you more reason to get better. If you're the best that there is, you'll never grow.
Yeah. I mean, who knows if what my C plus content you say is pretty good. I just can't wait till I can get my A product out there.
Definitely. And the only reason why I said is because you're new. I just met you and I didn't even, you're not from Instagram. Usually I meet people Instagram or I follow them. You replied to the forum when I asked for interviews and you just put your name somewhere. There's too many replies to look through, but you get my point.
Yeah, there are a lot of responses. I was expecting it sort of just be like, look past, or maybe another bigger artist was going to comment beneath it. Like, I don't know, maybe Concept was going to comment beneath it, and you would take the bigger artist because, I mean, who doesn't want to interview with that guy?
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks, though. Like, they think I'll only take big artists, but then they'll look deeper and be like, oh, he takes everybody. Like, they'll see the deeper meaning of, like, everything. Yeah.
Which, I mean, is a good theory, because something that my good friend Twisted Things, you've probably heard some stuff about him. He and I have been talking, and we were just talking about how, like, no matter how good you get, there's going to be some rapper in the streets of Louisville or Detroit or Los Angeles or, hell, Ontario, that will be able to smoke Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, anyone. Just completely smoke them. That we'll never know about, because just like the chances or stuff didn't quite catalyze into something that could be like broadcasted. And so that's actually really smart, just getting those like artists that like aren't as big like me, because I mean, I'm not going to say at all that I'm as good as any of my icons. Definitely not. Nowhere close. But like, like looking for small artists, honestly, I think is the best way to find the best artist.
Yes, definitely. And I love small artists because they're underrated. Like, they're like one of those, you know, like in high school, they're one of the smart kids that nobody really talks to, but secretly they're like really good. Like, they're really good at their craft.
Yeah.
Like, I get to like talk to them and see how they're doing. And plus, it's a nice boost. I mean,
yeah.
This show's on like 20 different platforms, so it's a giant boost if you're able to get on it. That is.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big confidence boost for me when you finally, like, when you said, yeah, sure, let's talk about it. Like, when you said that, like, that is probably the biggest confidence boost I ever had. And, like, I, like, was, like, telling my friends that, like, weren't very, like, that, like, really, like, knew me and my art, or, like, my artistry style. I was talking to them, like, yeah, I just got onto a podcast, and they were, like, no freaking way. And I was, like, yeah, so, like, it's definitely something that, like, smaller artists like me are, like, get really excited for. Like, what you're doing is, like, a great thing, just, like, getting small artists a platform to just say, hey, I make music.
Definitely, definitely. And the worst part is that not a lot of people do it. So, you know, that's why you get extra excited, because no one else is doing it. Like, who else is doing all that? Everybody else wants, like, the huge artists, but it's a good thing I get to pinpoint you now, because what if you get famous? Like, what if you get famous and I never get to talk to you? Like, I want to...
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying now, dude, if I get a record deal, I will be, like, posting this link and, like, being like, yo, listen to Musicality, dogs.
Really? Bro.
Of course I will, bro. I don't forget the people that I don't forget people, like... The people that, like, sort of, like, help me, that is just one thing that I never will be able to forget. Because, like, I mean, they brought me here. Why would I leave them behind?
Oh, that's really sweet. I would cry, but my throat's killing me.
Yeah, no killing your throat. You gotta finish the podcast. That's what my director would say back when I did musical theater a bit. She would always just say, no dying or getting sick until after tech week. I was like, thanks for the lasting support, I guess.
That makes a lot of sense. Actually, that's actually very accurate.
Yeah.
Very, very. But anyway, there's not really much to say other than, you ready to, you ready to prove to them that you can, that you have some talent? You ready?
I honestly am scared because I've never done, like, a full freestyle before. Like, I will occasionally do, like, two or three lines during the songwriting process, but a full freestyle I've never done. So you gotta forgive me if I completely stumble over everything.
Just remember what I said. Relax. See how I don't feel. And just go with it. So.
Alrighty. Hit me up with the beat. Are you going to load that or will I have to
do that? Trying to earlier. It wouldn't load for me.
Oh, no. That's not good. If I exit out, if I, like, close this tab to, like, open up Safari, will that, like, stop the recording?
No, but I'm going to try one last thing just to see if I can play it. Man, I'm sorry.
Cut scene.
Sorry, y'all. Usually people don't ask for this. But I'm going to try and see if I can, you know, get it working. I'm really trying. Oh, no, I remember how to do it. Yep, I remember. I the last person that asked me to do this was back in January, so I haven't done this in a very long time. So going to try and play it and let me know if it plays. If not, then we'll just have to do it your way and I'll figure out some distraction. But anyway, let's see how this goes. What? Okay. The bot cannot play it. Due to circumstances beyond our control, YouTube links are no longer what? Fuck. Okay.
Here we go. Let me see. Here, tell me if you hear this.
Is it playing?
Yeah, I guess it won't. Guess I'll have to do it for you.
Okay.
Alrighty, let's see here. How am I gonna start this? Give me a way to start this.
Let's see. You said you wanted to. We could do your Safari thing and see if it'll play.
Yeah, I was just playing it on Safari. Like, I'm playing it on
Safari. Yeah, we'll probably just have to do that.
Do you hear it?
If it's playing right now, I don't hear anything.
Yeah.
Wait, why don't you play it on your phone and put the speaker right next to your microphone?
I'm actually using my phone as a microphone. I'm doing this on my phone in the car. I can do it free verse.
Actually, that'll be a good thing. Let's challenge and let's do free verse. No, yeah. I'm going to challenge you to do free verse.
Okay, how long am I going for?
As long as you want, although please don't make it more than 5 minutes. I've seen a guy go 7 minutes.
Who do you think I am, Logic? I'm not JID here. We're going to turn this into a Joe Rogan three-hour podcast. Just
I don't know if I can sit through 3 hours.
Yeah, I would have blamed you. I couldn't sit here for 3 hours.
That's true. You're like one of those people that I would talk to for hours, and I wouldn't even know that I would be talking to them until time would go by.
Yeah, I would not know that. I'm out in the car, so I would not know that time had passed until my siblings came knocking on the door. Alrighty, so, free verse. Let's see how I can start this. Here we go. Yeah. I am the cracker you hated. Well, guess what? This is what I have created. This is my freestyle. Notice that I have not done this in quite a while, so I have not best at this. I think I tripped a bit. I think I took a bit. I don't take L's, but I know that I quite my trip. I might trip. I don't mean an acid trip. I don't do drugs. I'm alcohol free for quite a bit, so let me change up the rhymes a bit. Well, my next rhyme? I don't even care. I just go. I don't even care. Please do not stare. I just not listen. I think what a hair. What? Look at the hair on my head. It's receding, but not like my talent. I know how to do it this. Call me an eagle because I have talent. I'm gripping right into the prey. Looking to God when I pray. Pray up to Jesus and tell me to give me the talent and give me the next words I should say. But, yep, I might overuse some rhymes okay again. Alrighty, I might say it twice. I might say it three times then. I look up to Eminem. I look up to NFN. I look up to Silk Road, Tysnet, Whitlow, Ree, and all of them. I hope that I'm half of them. I wish I could laugh like them. I don't got a couple million, but I got some friends and I still smile with them. I can stand here for a while. Once again, this is my freestyle. The first time that I've ever let loose on this mic. So psych, guess what? I'm gonna pause for a breath. I need to breathe. I'm not NF like in Lost, but I am Hobson. He's my beat. Here's my D. My dude, what did you think I meant when I said D? Nope, I don't cuss like that. I'll hold myself to a standard that's like that when I rap. I might say some crap that you don't understand, so read it again. Don't be my friend if you're going to judge how I write. I love support, but then when you cannot be the person that I want to be with, I might hesitate and repeat this again. But that didn't rhyme. Oh, I bet you noticed. But do you know this? I am like this talent, leaking songs like I am Snowden. You don't even know who that might be, or if you do, congratulations. I'm just Nathan. I'm just an artist here with my creations. That was bad. You think I stumbled, I did that on purpose, so don't get mad. Don't be sad, that is my job. If you see it in my songs, know that I did not do that wrong. I just did it how I want to. If you hit your bong, then don't get me wrong. You do you, but I'll do me. I don't do drugs, as you can see. I hold myself to a standard that I don't do anything because I don't even sleep. I don't even blink, I don't even wink. I don't copy Eminem, but you, I know what you think. This might be a part of the fall. Is that the song? I don't know, because I might be wrong. Or I might repeat this verse, or I might just speak my hurt, or I might tell you why I got trust issues, or why I don't trust in you, or why I turn to the people that I care about the most when I am in the worst situation that I've been in. Look at my situation. Guess what? This is my creation. I don't care. I am the artist. Look what I painted. Hang up the caution tape because I'm dangerous. Hey, I got that line like I am from Nathan, like I'm an NF or NF or anything else. I just repeated the word. Call me an NFer, like MFer. I understand what you mean, Eminem, but don't think I did not notice that diss that my icon. I won't choose favorites, but I will choose savor it. I will choose to savor any beat that I get as long as it is the best. I'm slowing down a little bit, but please do not be my critic. I notice that when I do hit it, I'm hitting a beat like I beated it up. Yep, I beated it up. Added an extra ED because I got an ED for eating disorder. I have some disorders. I'm honestly, my life is in disorder. I guess I should stop there. But please don't stare. If you can't hear, listen again, turn up your volume because I'm way over here. or I'm way over here. I do not even know. I do not even care. But I guess I'm done now. There we go.
That was really good. I mean, honest, I'm not sugarcoating. That was really good, just off the spot. That was really good.
I made sure to cover up all of my mistakes for saying, oh yeah, I did that on purpose.
That was funny. Sorry. I try not to laugh, but that was funny.
Well, I like to have fun. I mean, laughing is better than crying, so I might as well bring you that. I brought you all over the spectrum. Almost crying, almost laughing.
Last thing would be almost angry, but I don't think you haven't done anything stupid to do that.
Please don't be angry at me. No. Don't get angry.
I'm just playing. And,
what's your address on chocolate?
what was that? Oh, right. Thanks again for the pre-verse. Sorry, the beat didn't work. I have to work on that. Most people don't ask for the beat. Just to be honest with you, most people don't. If you watch the other interviews, most people don't. Most people, sometimes they have the beat within their computer.
Yeah. I would have been able to load it up if I was at home, but I'm not at the moment, so I wasn't able to do that.
True. And that's okay. In your circumstance, you couldn't. Most people do this like on their computer or at work or just somewhere they can have two devices. So no worries.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad I can make it here, dude. It's been totally awesome.
Oh, of course. And all the legalities that appeared. This still was a pretty great experience, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
I definitely did.
Hopefully the next interview we have, we'll be able to talk more. Of course, I couldn't say much because you're new and you just joined Raphead, so it's not much I could have really asked. Oh, wait! Last thing.
Oh, wait.
And you kind of told me this before, but why is your name the artist?
Well, that would be because I'd gone through a few names. Through the days, I at one point went by the name Medic a few years ago. I went by quite a few different names at various times. But then when I decided to go to Rat Pad, I was like, you know what? I'm not the biggest fan of the name that I had. So I decided that I was like, I gotta get a new name. And I was thinking, what name should I have? And the same friend that said that I should make the album that I did, she was like, why don't you just set it to the artist? Because I was like, I don't know how to describe myself as an artist. And she's like, you just did. You just said you're an artist. And I was like, okay, why not? And the username wasn't taken. So I was like, here we go. I'm the artist.
Wow, that is really clever. Wow, everything that's happened so far is because you're friends. Wow, that's really something.
Yeah, my friends are, like I said, my friends are the best.
They're like... They're part of your team. They're part of everything. Wow.
Oh, yeah, I'd not be anywhere. Literally, I wouldn't be anywhere without them.
Aw, that's sweet. It's so sweet. Yeah. I just have to make sure they knew why your name exists. Because some of them are going to ask why. I'm not making assumptions.
Yeah.
But they might. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if they have questions to me, you can find me on TikTok on I Am The Artist, and you can find me on Rat Pad as The Artist. In other cases, if you don't have either of those, I guess you're going to have to just, like, I don't know. Find me. Actually, no, please do not. My mom would have a heart attack if some random person showed up on my doorstep.
You don't have to worry about me. I don't like visiting people regardless, so you'll...
Hey, there it goes. Introverts coming out.
I used to visit a lot of people because of COVID. Like, now I'm just scared to walk around people without getting sick myself.
Yeah, I, for all of 2020 and 2021... was just super, like, that was probably the worst for me, is because I do like hanging around, like, my people. It's not just, like, being around anyone, but, like, being around my people is the best. So, So yeah, I definitely understand, like, just being scared of doing it. Once I got my both of my vaccines, which, I mean, I just got it, even though I didn't, I mean, I wanted it so I could visit people, and I got it, and now I'm able to visit people, so I'm definitely trying to catch up on 2 years of not seeing people.
Absolutely, same here, or at least I'm trying. Anyway, thank you again, and before I end this recording, do you have any last things you'd like to say to the audience watching you before, before you know this ends? Anything?
Life is hard, and it's gonna suck, but it'll suck more if you give up. Keep trying, write lyrics, don't bury stuff, talk to your friends, be confident, you're a beautiful person. That's all I have to say.
Such wise words, such wise words. And I want to emphasize, please, y'all, please, that's really something to really take and stick in your brain, like, for life, like, really for life. Definitely.
It was so much fun being here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Anytime, you're always welcome, and this was really fun. All right, what was I gonna do? Right, everybody on Rap Hat, he is the artist on Rap Hat. And if you're TikTokers, like myself, he is the artist raps on TikTok. If you're looking for something fun and exciting to check out, I would. But anyway, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday, and hope y'all can hear me clearly. My throat is still killing me, but if y'all did not, I will try my best to read you. If I feel like it. Anyway, I'll catch y'all later, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace out.